how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Lit Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Welcome to On Texas Football. I'm Bobby Burton. It's time for the Saturday conversation. I have a special guest today, Blake Lawrence, co-founder, CEO of Open Doors. For those unfamiliar with Open Doors, it is the largest, I believe, clearinghouse of sorts for college athletes as it relates to NIL. As such, they've been a key part of the college landscape going on for several years now. I got to know Blake more than, I guess, 3 or 4 years ago personally. Before that, he was a recruit. You can barely see it in the background right now, but he actually played football for the Huskers. There's a little pennant over there. He's still smarting about the Big 12 championship loss when the clock, he thought, ran out and the game extended. But Blake, in all seriousness, welcome in and congratulations on you and your company and what you guys are doing.
Bobby, I appreciate it. And I do have very fond memories of the 2009 Big 12 championship game, which is a conference neither of us have any affiliation with anymore. So how about that? A lot can happen in 15 years, but I still believe that Nebraska won that game. At least the first final whistle went our way.
Yeah, 59.59 seconds. 59 minutes and 59 seconds. I think you're probably right.
There you go.
But there at the end. Hey, in all seriousness, give people, before we get going in some what we see as trends in the industry, because that's really what I want to get with you about. Yeah. Give me the elevator pitch on Open Doors. So for people out there completely unaware of what it is or what it does.
Yes, certainly. So Open Doors is the largest provider of technology in the athlete endorsement industry. We started the company in 2012 to help professional athletes manage endorsement deals, get a text alert when they've got to do an appearance somewhere or post on social media. So we help professional athletes manage their endorsements. In 2021, when the NCAA let college athletes finally monetize their name, image, and likeness, we started to provide the same tools the pros had used for a decade to college athletes. And now 150,000 athletes around the world, and many which are student athletes across the country. In fact, 100% of Texas student athletes use Open Doors every day. And they use it to manage NIL deals. So when Quinn Ewers is getting a deal from EA Sports to be on the cover, he receives that deal through Open Doors. So he can review the terms, his agent can see it, he can agree to those terms, and then Open Doors reminds him what he's got to do to get paid. And then Open Doors handles the payment process for him. Same thing for when athletes at Texas are getting paid through Texas One Fund. All of that is centralized into the Open Doors app to make it really easy for athletes to manage NIL deals. So it's been a 12-year journey to this point. For most folks, NIL is new, and they think that paying athletes is a new concept. It's just new to college sports. We've been doing it for the pro sports world for more than a decade, and it's been really fun to see it grow in the college space.
Did you pivot primarily to college sports when NIL came about? Because it feels like if you had a business like this going, that you were in the right place at the right time, most likely, given the NCAA's I don't want to say they were asleep at the wheel, but they certainly weren't thinking it forward too much, I think, at times. So did you have the company positioned at the right place, right time?
Open Doors was in prime position when NIL popped up and popped open in the college space. And it was one of those things. We had a product that we were selling to college athletic departments before NIL, which was around athlete marketing and content and education. So we had nearly 100 college athletic departments that were already using some of our products the day that, you know, NIL went live. We just had to turn on the marketplace and the payment side of things. So we were in a great position, but it went from maybe this will be half of our business to this is 95% of our business is the college sports landscape. And that's not slowing down. I mean, if you believe that college athletes will be getting paid more in the future than they're getting paid right now, Open Doors is a pretty safe bet in terms of a company to keep an eye on.
Yeah, good stuff, Blake. I go back to what you were talking about. Basically, you're the middleman of sorts. You mm-hmm. provide contracts, legal documentation, handle the cash flow, make sure everybody's doing their side of the bucket. Plus, I think the one thing that I always thought was interesting, you guys also communicate with the NCAA and or through the school so that they remain eligible and make sure the NCAA is above board and all this other stuff. So when you deal with the one fund or individual athletes, everybody's getting a understanding of what exactly is going on.
That's right. So as soon as a student athlete at Texas receives a deal from a brand or a fan or a collective, they're able to automatically disclose that straight to the school, which helps them stay compliant with the Texas state laws, the school policies, the NCAA's policies as well. So Texas has been ahead of the game in terms of compliance because Chris Del Conte, there's one thing that he'll say is that we want to do things right. I mean, Texas is in the spotlight for every reason and everybody knows why. I mean, it's Texas. All eyes on Texas. And that means that you got to do things right. So they've set a standard there that everything is going to be to the book and by the book and Open Doors make sure that that's happening. Every single contract is vetted, reviewed, approved. Every single activity is vetted, reviewed, approved to make sure it complies. And they're setting a standard. I mean, this will be the future. There'll be more and more requirements of schools. If they want to participate in paying athletes, then they're going to have to follow a lot more stringent rules. And our platform is there to make it easy for everybody. It's got to feel natural for athletes, not a burden, and actually simple and intuitive for the schools. And we make that happen.
Blake, I saw one of the things that a new thing has come about in college football where they have general managers now.
Yeah.
As opposed to a recruiting coordinator, a general manager has a different connotation because in the NFL, money's involved, right? They're setting the salary cap or where it's getting apportioned, et cetera. And that's happening some in college football, not every place, but it's happening a lot of places. And you guys came out with a new feature called Open Doors Budgets. And that is my understanding is going to be give everybody out there, give all the colleges some intel on what the stratification is by position. So a quarterback makes this much, whereas a kicker only makes this much. Is that a fair assessment of what you guys are trying to do and to try to make this into even more, I guess, more transparent for the colleges themselves to understand what everybody is doing?
No, absolutely. So there's something that everybody that's listening understands that when you go out to negotiate your own pay for your own job and your own livelihood, it's nice to know what other people are getting paid that do your job in your market. Or if you are in a managerial position, you have to determine how much to pay the new hire. You want to know how much other people like that get paid at other places. That's not going to change in the college sports landscape. So people need to know that. You have to ask yourself who has that data.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on.
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
So Open Doors, we have more than 100 Division I athletic departments that use our platform for all their payments and compliance and management. So we can tell you that in the SEC, which Texas will be heading to, that 75.19% of all NIL dollars flow to football players, right? But even within that, if you want to say like across the Power Five in general, what percentage of all NIL dollars flow towards wide receivers? And that's about 15.7%. So I say these numbers because you start to understand that if you're going to set a budget for the athletic department, Chris Del Conte might want to know, what are my peers doing? Like, how are others allocating? And so, as soon as Texas puts their budget in, the market changes. As soon as A&M puts their budget in, the market changes. So we are organizing that information to make it easy for people to know what their peers are spending their money on. And then across the football position, looking at this by position and then by individual player. So these are types of data sets that the professionals need and use, every industry has, but this is a maturing market and we're in a strong position to provide this data to every school in the country. And Texas will be one of the first to have access to this information as early as this fall, as they start to plan for the revenue share era of college sports coming in 2025.
Let me ask you this. How has the transfer portal affected Open Doors and the market in general? What about the trends of high school recruiting? Mm-hmm. I think that maybe out of the gate, high school recruits were getting more money, and now that's kind of ebbing backwards a little bit. Maybe not backwards, but it's flattening. Whereas portal may be going higher. What are some trends that you guys are seeing that are macro? I'm not asking for specific examples. I don't want you to divulge any state secrets, but what are some trends that you're seeing that you think people should be, the general college football fan, if you're a Texas Longhorn fan, that you should know about NIL right now and where things are headed from a macro perspective?
Well, I want to first state the obvious. When a kid transfers from your favorite sports team, the transfer portal stinks. When a kid comes to your favorite sports team through the transfer portal is awesome. You know, like that is just how this works, Bobby. So
it's called free agency.
It's crazy how that works. How this is the worst and the best thing that ever happened to college sports. The challenge with transfer portal is the mix of transfer portal plus NIL and the professionalization of college athletics. There are agents representing the majority of Texas football players right now. There is somebody that is working with them on the side to negotiate their NIL compensation. And unlike professional athletes who have to wait till the tail end of their contract to renegotiate, the renegotiation happens every semester. I mean, these NIL agents are, again, behind the scenes coaching athletes to nudge assistant coach or put a feeler out there that they might enter the portal if they don't get their NIL deal restructured. And that's where the transfer portal plus NIL is kind of a challenge. You could solve an NIL problem, but if you don't close the portal, then you're going to have free agency every semester. And that's just a challenge for college sports fans. So at the same time, it does mean you can rebuild your roster rather quickly, and you're going to see teams that weren't good last year be good this year. You'll see teams that were great last year that aren't good this year. It's just a an interesting time to be a college sports fan because you don't know where everyone's at every year. But if you're a fan of the athletes, which naturally what we do is try to maximize opportunities for athletes, they're earning their fair share, and the portal is a big part of that.
Yeah. You mentioned teams being able to build through the portal. Like Florida State had 10 draft picks. 9 of them were from the portal this past year.
Right.
So, I mean, it's very real. What about the effect on high school recruiting and the various laws across the country? Because, look, Missouri, I've heard you talk about the Mizzou law is different than it is in Texas, than it is, and Texas is different than Florida, and Florida is different than California. How does that cross-section work from a business perspective, and what does it mean? Are Texas high school athletes right now unfairly compensated compared to their brethren in Florida, California, or Missouri, just on a high school level?
Yeah, the high school space, NIL in the high school space is interesting. There are high school athletes that are getting paid NIL deals, but there's two types of deals that are happening. Well, first, can they get a deal? They have to be in a state that their state high school athletic association allows it. And I believe right now, Texas, Bobby, still hasn't allowed it.
Okay? Yep.
And this is not a state law. This is just the high school athletic association has to say you can or cannot receive NIL deals and maintain your eligibility in high school. So that's the first part. But then when they can get NIL deals in the state, there's one of two types. One is real NIL, commercial NIL deals, where they have maybe they're a social media influencer or they're Bronny James or they're somebody of like that stage or stature. And then there's the collective deals, like collectives getting started early, compensating athletes while they're still in high school in hopes that they attend their school that they support. And that's interesting. I do not know how to curb that behavior, but in certain states, it's just part of the actual state law in Missouri where high school student athletes who sign a letter of intent to a Missouri school can start to receive NIL compensation as soon as they sign their letter of intent. And I think that's just a unique carve out in certain states and some could follow. But there is one thing about NIL that we got to get it right at the college level. The top performers have to be paid the level they should. We should get that figured out first. Then let's talk about the sophomores, the bench players, the freshmen. And then, and only then, should we talk about like how this impacts, like should recruits be getting paid? My goodness. We haven't figured out enough to say that's a good idea yet.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's just the thing that I was pointing out more than what Texas does versus some, it's just the variety of laws. And that's where you start getting these guys trying to go to Congress and get everything changed, make it uniform. And I'm not necessarily, I'm not a big believer in Congress fixing anything. I mean, right, left, center, what have you, right? So I'm not a big believer in that. The overall thing, though, that I'm getting at in hearing from you is that there's an increasing professionalization of college sports.
Right.
And it doesn't mean that the sport itself is going to be worse or better or anything like that. It's just money is going to flow to some players, and that's the way it's going to be. I think the piece that I think that you hit on that is so true is the aspect of the transfer portal shouldn't be open every semester.
Yeah.
And or there should be some level of collective bargaining that allows for a true contract as opposed to everybody being basically hijacked once a semester. Yeah. Schools and or players, by the way, because players can say, well, you told me I was going to get this if I went to your school. Now I'm not doing so well, so I'm going to get less.
Yeah.
That works both ways. And so my question to you is how do you think that comes out in the long run, Blake?
Well, I think the free market will show you where the value is. The free market has identified that college athletes create a lot of value. That's why they're making more money today than they did 3 years ago because they can, and now the dollars flow that way. The free market would also show you what they want to do to keep it least competitive in some nature or fair or logical. So what we're seeing now, and there's 40 plus collectives across the country that use Open Doors, is that collectives are starting to structure their agreements that have similar buyout language to coach contracts. And termination language tied to, anything about it. It's really kind of what we call like a zip code policy. So there will be no collective agreement in the current understanding of NCAA guidelines that would say that you, if you no longer attend Texas, like, then you have to do these things. It will say if you are no longer a resident of XYZ zip code, you know, and that's the trigger to terminate an agreement or trigger a buyout. And you may be in a position where if you want to leave a school, then the next school might have to buy out your remaining contract terms with the school that you're leaving. So those are things that are being put in place right now from a collective standpoint, which is interesting. And again, I think that's the market trying to solve the market problems, is that we want to keep athletes here. We want to have a predictable future roster. And if we can structure agreements accordingly, then they certainly will. It's just, they shouldn't. A lot of the scrutiny is, will these contracts hold up under the no inducement rules from the NCAA? The real question is, what enforcement will the NCAA bring to market, and what leverage will they have to actually penalize any violations of policies that are already outdated? So it's just an interesting time.
And, yeah, it's definitely an interesting time. Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for this Saturday morning's conversation. Blake Lawrence, the loser of the 2009 Big 12 championship game. Blake, just joking with you, Blake. You were a pretty good linebacker back in your day, playing for Bo Pelini. Your teammate and the kicker on that team, Adi Canales, was also the kicker that actually put Nebraska up with a long kick and field goal in the fourth quarter before Trevor Lawrence had his way, or Hunter Lawrence.
Hunter Lawrence, yep.
Had his way with the last second. All right, I had to dig you a little bit there, Blake. I did.
I respect it. So I'll end my side of this with a go Big Red. Go Big Red.
There you go. Blake, thank you so much, buddy. You have a good one.
Yeah, Bobby, thank you, sir.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Head to White Castle for 12 crispy all-white meat chicken rings for just $3.99. For a limited time, choose from Classic, Hidden Valley Ranch, or our new Smoky Barbecue flavor, and take home 12 chicken rings for just $3.99. White Castle. Follow your Crave.